Today, Jesus brings his inner circle, the three, James, John, and Peter, up to the mountain. You'll remember that James and John and Peter were also witnesses of the resurrection of Jairus' daughter. They were also to keep that a secret after they had witnessed that until Jesus had risen from the dead. And so they are invited into this exclusive privilege that they have to witness the unveiling of Jesus, who is the Christ. What they see is kind of the opposite of what we saw in our Old Testament reading, where Moses put a veil over his face to cover the light so that it wouldn't frighten the Israelites and so they wouldn't be disturbed or perplexed or confused by it. And so he put a veil over his face. Here Jesus removes this curtain or this veil, which is his flesh, which is his humanity. And he kind of steps out of who he is as both God and human and reveals his divinity for James and John and Peter to see. And then Moses and Elijah show up, these two great prophets. And they seem to also be in glory. So they're not as bright as a flash of lightning like is described in our gospel, but they are radiant. They appear in glory. And they're having a conversation with Jesus about his exodus. Isn't it ironic that Jesus is talking to Moses and Moses is talking to him about Jesus' exodus? Because just as Moses would lead his people out of captivity in Egypt into the promised land, now Jesus is going to lead the world, all of us who are captive to our sin and evil and the fallenness of creation, out into the promised land, the world that is to come. Through his death and through his resurrection, he is the great prophet who will lead his people safely through. Peter, of course, as he sees Moses and Elijah start to go away, he wants to make it permanent. He doesn't want them to go away. And so he suggests, not knowing what he's saying, he suggests that they pitch three tents and make this a permanent situation. And I don't blame him. Maybe you have had a similar spiritual event or an awakening of your own. Or maybe you came to faith in Jesus in a spectacular way, in a vivid way, where your heart was also stirred and you wanted to make that feeling, that knowledge and that faith that Christ is present with you, dwelling richly in your heart, a permanent feeling. Not wanting to go back down the mountain to the plain or to the dark valleys. I don't blame Peter. Think of a time that you most vividly knew and experienced God's presence and love in your life. We want to maintain that presence and that sense that God is with us. As he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Later on, Peter will be a further witness of this event when he, in 2 Peter, his second letter to the church, talks about the transfiguration. And it's interesting how he applies it not only to his life, but to all of our lives of faith. Peter says, we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. We saw it with our own eyes. We heard God's voice from heaven say, this is my beloved son. Listen to him. We heard it with our own ears. But then Peter says, pay attention. Pay attention as to a lamp shining in the darkness. This flash of lightning, that we saw on the mountain wasn't just for us. It was for all of us. It was for you and me, those of us who didn't witness it. He tells us to pay attention to this light so that when the day dawns, the morning star will rise in your hearts. In other words, just as Christ shined brightly on that mountain that day, Peter is saying that same light is the indwelling Spirit and the indwelling Christ who also wants to shine brightly there in our lives. And then John later says in his letter to the church that what we will be has not yet been revealed. But when he is revealed, we will be like him because we will see him face to face. Just as James and John and Peter received that light that was like a flash of lightning on them, emanating from Christ onto them, so that they too radiated the light of Christ, just as Moses and Elijah radiated the light of Christ in their eternal resurrected bodies, so we too, when we meet Jesus face to face, will find that we too will shine more brightly than the midday sun. In just a few minutes, we are going to baptize Noah. And this is another unveiling, as it were, where God, just for our joy and for the strengthening of our faith will remove this curtain, this veil before the font, and we will see God adopt Noah as his beloved son. That with the water and the Spirit and our prayers and God's promise through Christ, we will see God adopting Noah and pronouncing him his royal child. When we come up to this altar, the veil and the curtain is also lifted, and we see that we receive not just bread and wine, but we receive Christ, his body and blood, into our mouths. We receive the forgiveness of sins and that further affirmation and assurance that we too are daughters and sons of the Most High. There's one thing that I don't want us to miss that's really an incredible encouragement in this passage. Did you notice that when Moses and Elijah show up, they need no introduction? Peter, James, and John, they know just by the sight of them that it's Moses and Elijah. May that be a comfort to all of us who've lost loved ones, that in the resurrection of the dead, when we see Jesus face to face, we will not only be radiating with the light of Christ, but we will recognize one another on a level that we could never scarcely imagine. For in the resurrection and in our new life in Christ, we will be more like ourselves than we ever have in our entire lives. We'll not only recognize one another, we'll see each other in the same glory that Peter, James, and John saw Moses and Elijah in the way we see Jesus. This is Jesus' exodus. As he leaves this mountain, as we enter these days of Lent, where he sets his face like flint to the cross and to the empty grave. And it's also a mass exodus. It's our exodus, our way out of our bondage to sin and evil through this valley of the shadow of death into the glory that is to come. That day, when we see him face to face, you and I will also appear like bolts of lightning. We will shine more brightly than the midday sun because of Christ's life and because of Christ's light. In the name of Jesus, amen.